So welcome to episode 4 of This Is Me Being Uncomfortable, where I talk unscripted into my iPhone and then upload the audio to my website on the internet for you to hear. And usually you can hear like background noises if you listen closely. Like half the time you can hear my dog like scratching herself or like doing something. Or just me walking around with a fan or something like that. And, cause like I thought about doing, when I thought about doing this, I was like, oh, you know, I should get a mic, not an expensive mic. Cause I already have one. It's nothing I have to buy, but like get a mic, you know, do this right. Put some music on here, which I still may do that. But then I was like, you know, I kind of like the rawness of not doing all that. And some people may not like that, and that's okay. I'm a dad and all that. I don't have like crazy, you know, I don't have like the crazy color hair or anything like that anymore, but I'm still of the punk rock spirit. Just very much sort of raw and cut. I like my writing like that too. I like a lot of the stuff I read like that as well. Which I think, if you think about it, that's sort of how, I don't know, that's sort of how my writing is for the most part. I use my blog as like, sort of like a first draft or first pass of like ideas. And one of the things I've been doing lately, talking of ideas, is I've gone back to writing in a notebook like a lot. Now, and I'm using a red ink pen. I want to actually write something separate about this, which may seem sort of weird, like, oh, he's going to write about writing in a red ink pen. But red ink pens used to be, like, my go-to. I know that's, like, a fearful color for some people. Like, it means, like, your paper's being marked up or something like that. But for some reason, it was very, it's always, when I was younger, I always had a red ink pen with me. I always wrote in red ink pen, you know, when I did any writing. And it was kind of very comforting. And I think part of it is because I would write a draft of something or a story or a poem or something. And then when I was editing, I would use, so instead of like writing in black and using red, I would write in red and then edit in black, which seemed to me actually makes more sense because your second draft should be the most prominent on the page, not your, you know, I don't know. That's just me. I've always done, I seem to like always like naturally do stuff sort of backward. Even like riding a skateboard. I wrote Goofy Foot, you know? Playing basketball, I go to the left. Like most people don't notice they play basketball against me because they're like, oh, he's right-handed or something. But like I'm actually more dominant on my left side, my left hand. I don't always go to my left, but I'll go to my left. That's like my strong side. But, you know, if you try to stop me from going to my left, I'll just go to my right and school you on that, too. I'm just letting you know, I would still school you in basketball. I may be 35 now. I would still dog your ass in basketball. So, and part of that is just because I still think I can do some things I could do when I was, like, literally, like, you know, 17 years ago. Ugh, it makes me old. But the big piece of it is just that I just always have done like everything sort of backward, not intentionally. I used to eat with my left hand, you know. I don't know, but so I've been writing in a notebook, and I've been writing a lot now. Like my writing itself, I think I get my best ideas when I write in a notebook. And it's weird because I didn't even really realize like this sort of disconnect between me using a notebook and using an ink pen and like my creativity. I'm so much more creative and my brain just works differently. And there's actually, like, I always do this, there is actual science behind this, and I don't have the citation. Maybe I'll look it up. Maybe I can link it like in the notes or something like that. But anyway, there's like real, you know, legitimate studies that show like actually writing by hand opens up a sort of a well of creativity that like typing on a keyboard doesn't. Now, I will say, when I write in a notebook, my writings tends to be a lot, the ideas are better. I'm sorry, I get the hiccups. I'm not going to edit this, I'm just going to have the hiccups. So like, the ideas are better, the writing's worse in a notebook. When it comes to like, how well it's written, I guess. And it tends to, I tend to smooth it out a lot when I get on the keyboard. Like when I get, who calls a keyboard anymore? When I get, I grew up when they were still like floppy disks. So like, I guess that's why I call it a keyboard. Not that people don't have external keyboards. I do, you know, even at work. But, when I get on my laptop is when I sort of fine tune stuff. And I smooth out the language. I smooth out, like, you know, it's very, the readability, like, it's, I'm more intelligent, I guess I should say, when I get on a, when I get on my laptop and type and rewrite. But everything I write in a notebook, like, it starts off as, like, it always seems like it starts off like crap. And it usually is if you look at it and read it. But it's like, it's the ideas. It's, that's what I sort of extract from my notebook is ideas. It's not the beauty of the language or something, because it sure as hell is not beautiful on in my notebook. I mentioned this in another post too. My wife, the post is actually called "The Way I Love You," I think. "The Way I Love You." So. My wife and I have been keeping like a love journal, and I know some of you guys are like, "Oh, that's like totally lame." But it's actually not. It's, we made a decision, and I made this point in the blog post too. We made a decision to sort of start our story, post high school, 2006, when we saw each other again for like the first time, you know, since high school. We hadn't seen each other in like 7 years. And lucky number seven. And anyway, so like we made a decision to do that. However, when I've gone into, so it's this journal, it's called "Why I Love You." My wife got it from Amazon. It's actually really cool because it's actually sort of like made me like, not that I wasn't in love with my wife, because I was, but like it sort of made me like fall in love with her like all over again. And like, just some of the prompts, it's reminded me of things. So like, even though I'm not writing the stuff that happened like pre 2006, like in our journal, it's reminding me of stuff that's taken place. And I realized it's this really circular pattern. And I don't even think I was fully aware of it. Like these sort of little things that happened when we were younger, when we were like really, like, well, not, she probably wasn't, because she was oblivious to me liking her and having like this affection for her. But there's these really sort of subtle things, these things that happened when we were younger that, I don't know, like I don't even know how to explain it. I'm writing about it and it's going to sort of all come together. But I didn't really even realize until I started to write about it. And so writing in the journals actually really helped me think of some things I just hadn't forgotten. I mean, sorry, that I had forgotten. And I would recommend, I actually want to get, you know, another type of journal, because it just sort of reminded me of things like I'd forgotten. So I was like, oh, I could probably do this with other things. And I've been writing like mad. You know, I've been writing a lot. I've been writing a lot of stuff people don't read on my blog because I don't post it on my blog. Just an update. When the lights go out at 10:16, it's a memoir I wrote when I was 21. And so that's been, it's been like, it'll be 14 years, I guess, this summer, July. So I've actually been working on that. I've been sort of doing some interview questions with some people. They're sort of important pieces in the story. And I've also, I don't know, there's some other things I'm working on. If you heard that noise, by the way, I'm like walking around in my carpet. That noise was, I swear, the floor underneath the carpet. But anyway, so I've been writing a lot. And I was thinking about this post that I wrote couple of months ago when, like, people that say writer's block doesn't exist, like, I just want to be like, I don't know, just read my, I think it's The War Is Over where I wrote about this, and you have to read, like, the entire post, and it's kind of long, but, you know, if you like to read, then it's long, so you should like it, but when I wrote The War Is Over, I was talking about, like, writer's block sort of ending. It's not that I didn't write before, it was just that I had to face certain things, like, you know, my dad dying. My dad dying made me face a lot of things. As in, like, it made me sort of look at things in a totally different way. And when Jeremiah died, it was the same way. Like, my life just sort of changed, you know. But, you know, there were some other people. Most people don't even, some people might not even realize some of these people have passed, actually. But, you know, over the course of, like, just a couple of years, like, I had, you know, two really close friends die. One of suicide, and then, you know, Jeremiah of brain cancer, and then my dad died in between those two deaths. And it just, going through that, like, never really, for the most part, you know, my grandpa passed a couple of years ago, but he was older, so, you know, he got to live, like, a full life, and he sort of faced death with, like, he was ready for it. Like, he actually told me when he was gonna die, and I'm not even, like, not even exaggerating that. I was there when he died, other people in his family were, but he had told me, like, a couple of days before that, when he was gonna die, and he told me, don't miss school. I gone back to college, and of course I did, and I'm glad I did. But you know, since I wrote The War Is Over, and I was like, these sort of chains have been in sort of, I've been sort of unshackled, right? And I really meant it when I wrote that post. I really meant it. Like, I feel like I'm starting over again, to be totally honest, as a writer. I've looked at stuff that I wrote years ago that was a lot higher quality, for example. But I think some of the stuff I have now, so long as I sort of stay on track, and I do admit that sometimes on my blog I've gone a little bit off track. I posted something the other day about, it was like a book review about like a parenting thing. And I don't know, maybe it's not, maybe I'm overthinking or something, but I was like, why the hell did I post that? Like, why? I woke up at like 2 o'clock in the morning, I think is the big reason. I just needed to write. You know, like, I woke up this morning, I wrote like 1,200 words, posted it, boom. And that's just what I did. I woke up at 2, couldn't sleep, I didn't want to be thinking about work or something. So, like, I wrote. I got myself in the zone. I'm getting the flow. I'm not even going to attempt to say his name on here, but he wrote a book called, I think it's called Flow. Like I said, I'm not going to say his name. But, or her name, I think it's a guy, though. But, you know, if you've been reading my blog, you'll probably notice that I've sort of been pumping out some material a little sooner. And I think, like, even though some of my writing may have been better when I was younger, I think some of the stuff now has a little more sort of heart and soul and just guts and, like, just meat, raw meat. And it packs a lot more weight. So, you know, just, I was just thinking, though, like, with the whole writing thing, like, you know, writing in a notebook again and just sort of reconnecting to, like, this piece of my past that I sort of shed and didn't even realize it. Now I'm back to it. I'm like, God, this feels so good. Like, I really, my wife, she thinks, like, she'll say, like, she, you know, she's like, she doesn't like writing, for example, you know, and I get frustrated, well, not really frustrated, because I just do it early in the morning or really late at night when my family's asleep. Usually I'll wake up at, like, 2 o'clock in the morning and write for, like, 3 or 4 hours, and it's like, most people, like, they don't want to write, right? Like, they don't, that's not what they want to do. So, I do it intentionally. I'm young. I feel like I'm starting over again writing. I didn't have any life experiences really until everything that happened with Jeremiah and Dad and my dad, and then like Brian and stuff like that. And I feel like it's sort of unchained me to pursue stories. And I'm also writing again for all the right reasons. Not that I never did in the first place, but now I'm just writing to write, right? Like I'm not writing for any other reason. Like I'm not on social media right now, but even when I do get on, like, and I post something, like, I absolutely hate self-promotion, frankly. I just wish other people read something, and if they want to share it. I hate sharing that stuff. I don't like it at all. I really don't. I don't like feeling like I'm tooting my own horn, because I don't like to toot my own horn at all. Like, about, like, oh, hey, look at what I wrote, you know? I just want, if somebody reads and they enjoy it, just send a link or send an email to, like, your friend or your family member. It's like, hey, check this out, right? So, anyway, I'm going to end this. Somehow I managed to talk, like, it's like 16 and a half minutes now. But, again, this is me being uncomfortable. This is me talking unscripted into my iPhone. And if you stuck around this long, thank you for listening. Thank you, as always, for reading my blog. Hope to see you soon. And until next time, adios.